More than a month after an earthquake hit California's central coast, life has returned to normal for much of the region. But then there's downtown Paso Robles, where a giant, smelly sulfur spring has erupted in the City Hall parking lot. Tamara Keith of member station KQED reports.
The water bubbles up from the ground at a rate of about 400 gallons a minute. It's hot, 110 degrees, like a steaming hot bath. But it's a bluish-green color and has an odor that's hard to miss, sort of like rotten eggs. It all started after the 6.5 magnitude earthquake hit on December 22nd. Paso Robles Public Works Director Joe Deacon explains.
The first report that we got in the emergency center was that there was a sewage leak because the sulfur smells like sewage. Our wastewater guys came out here and said, nope, that's not a sewer leak. And they saw a spring popping up out of the median here in our parking lot. The water was shooting up a couple of feet out the ground.
Hot springs are not unheard of in this part of California. In fact, back around the turn of the century, Paso Robles built a municipal bathhouse, harnessing the geothermal aquifer that lies more than 300 feet beneath the city. An underground pipe directed the water to the bath on Spring Street, the very spot the City Hall parking lot now occupies. In the 1980s, though, the bath closed due to lack of use and the pipe was plugged. Initially, city engineers thought it was this blocked pipe that had sprung a leak during the earthquake, so they started digging. And they kept digging for several days as the pit in the parking lot grew and grew. It's now 80 feet by 60 feet and 20 feet deep. Floyd Butterfield, a geophysicist and consultant to the city, says he's now quite certain the water is not coming from a leak in the plugged pipe.
We're trying to understand for sure, is it a crack? We think it is, a fracture in the ground. And if so, is there a way to get control of it somehow so we can either stop it or move it out of City Hall's parking lot?
Meanwhile, city employees are trying to keep a sense of humor about the smelly saga unfolding just outside their office windows. Sherry Ryan is the deputy city clerk.
I think our city manager is the one that gave the hole the nickname. It's referred to lovingly as the hole from hell.
Local residents seem to be enjoying the hole from hell. As people stop by to take pictures and stare at the hot spring, almost everyone, including Tim Thomas, Linda Rabb, and Frank Koch, has the same suggestion for the Paso Robles City Brass.
I think they should just go back to what it was 100 years ago and let us enjoy it. Go down there and take a mineral bath.
It just looks like you could just sit down in there and take a bath.
Cordon it off, make a resort spa out of it, and life is perfect.
It's a suggestion Public Works Director Joe Deacon has heard more than a few times over the last several weeks. But Deacon has more mundane things to worry about.
We need to get back to parking here. There is a parking problem in the downtown. We need to get our parking back. And the water's a nuisance.
For now, the city is pumping the stinky water out of the pit and into the Paso Robles sewer system. The water is corrosive and bad for the city pipes, so it's not a permanent fix. It's still unclear when or if the city will be able to stop the spring. Left alone, it could stop flowing, or it could keep bubbling indefinitely. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Paso Robles, California.